You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time to wake on up, with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Bailey strikes out to end the ballgame. And the Padres do what they had to do after they lost on Monday. They certainly wanted to at least split the series, but they end up winning the next three. And now the Giants this year against the Padres, they go 3-10.
Dwayne Kuiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Not faithful anymore.
No. Not faithful. And the gap has widened significantly. I mean, we thought it closed a couple months ago. Made the deal for Devers. Everyone was happy. Everything was going great. And all of a sudden you look up and it's August 22nd, 2025. Giants are 6 games under. Padres are 16 games over and just a game out of the National League West lead. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Sam Lovman, who's doing double duty back there. We appreciate it. And to all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for the weekend. Yes, you made it. I'm so happy for all of you listening right now. You made it to Friday, and God love you if you have to work this weekend. We don't have to think about that today, all right? Because the sun's going to come out, and it is a new day here in the Bay, Joe. It's just tough to watch, though. I mean, poor Justin Verlander. No, we're not going to do that.
Start collecting those drops like they're Infinity Stones.
It's straight up not having a good time. 4 1/3, 7 hits, 7 earned runs, a walk, 4 strikeouts. 1-10 on the season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Justin Verlander, first ballot Hall of Famer. Can we turn up Shasky's mic, Sam? It's okay. It's all right. You're doing double duty back there. It's fun. We got it.
This team, I mean, Jesus. It's August 22nd, Joe.
It is.
I fell asleep during the middle of that game after getting LJ a haircut and getting him a haircut. My buddy Chris. Shout out Dog Patch Barber, who also cuts the Giants' hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, I mean, it's over.
Maybe the whole team needs to shave their head like Casey Schmidt did.
Look.
It's
look,
over?
No, for Bob Melvin's career is over. I mean, it's no, it is. I mean, it is.
And wait, like career, like managing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's over. And I'm going to talk directly to Buster Posey. Buster, I think you're really competent, and I think that you know the game of baseball, and I think you truly understand the dynamics of the clubhouse. And I'm sure that there's some growing that you're going to have to do when it comes to, you know, hiring and enabling, empowering the right people around you, because it's never one individual. You need to build a staff. The Warriors have like 43 people in their front office, and that might be too many. I'm not even sure. I don't know. I don't know what the rest of the NBA has in each particular front office. Zach Manasian has been here for, you know, a couple years, and it takes time, and I understand that the cupboard was bare. And so we'll see. Like, it's going to take a couple years to really have a good feel whether he knows how to do this job. And I'm sure he's going to have to grow on the fly, and he's going to have to learn on the fly. But, Buster, I want you to listen to me this morning if you're out there driving from Danville or wherever the heck you live nowadays.
Oh, I might be in Georgia. I would want to be at this point.
There's not a scenario out there that exists where Bob Melvin can come back to this clubhouse next year. And those decisions either have been made already or are being made right now. And it needs to be swift and quick. Now, I'm not saying you have to fire him in the middle of what's going on right now. But they need to get a jump start on who they're going to hire in the offseason. The last thing this organization needs to do is to be filling out their staff, pitching coach, third base coach, hitting coach, whatever it is, they need to get a jump on it right now. And David Sampson, who used to run the Marlins, was talking about why the Arizona Diamondbacks fired their third base coach. And that usually comes, if you do it at this point in the year, in June, in May, you do it because the maybe the manager just wants to do it. At this late in the operation, you do it to send a signal from ownership down into that clubhouse that, like, all of this is unacceptable and we need to, quote-unquote, behead somebody because that's what the public wants. They want a body right now. Now, I don't know if Bob's going to be able to finish this thing out. We got another month and some change. But if Buster rolls back Bob Melvin, that is a demerit I'm not sure he's going to be able to pivot from and overcome. The fan base is done. Whether he likes Bob or not is irrelevant. If you bring Bob Melvin back, and I was hearing Sam Lubman explain, like, well, you know, maybe they're... No. If you bring him back, the public outcry, I'm not sure you'll be able to overcome it. I'm dead serious. As great as his playing career was, I think things are teetering right now in terms of fan fervor and where they're at on this team. And if Bob Melvin, for any reason, if they even entertain bringing him back, he is going to lose what little support he has. I'm talking about Buster right now in the fans. We're going to turn so quick on this guy. I'm not saying that we're all going to run him out of town. You cannot, to these fans, roll back Bob Melvin. They just can't.
888-957-9570. We would love your participation today. You just heard it from Chasky. There is no way that Buster Posey can bring back Bob Melvin. It would damage his Q rating here, so to speak, in the Bay Area with the fans. Are you buying that, Giants fans? If Bob Melvin comes back, are you going to be viewing Buster Posey a little bit differently than you did at the start of the season? 888-957-9570.
People have forgotten this. And look, Buster had the playing career, so it's so unique to everything that like other guys, like, you know, John Lynch, for example. Like, he didn't play here. He played for the Stanford Cardinals.
He's Stanford, but it's, yeah.
He didn't play here.
He made his bones with, you know, Tampa and Denver. Yeah.
John Elway played for the Broncos. He's one of the greatest legends of all time. So that might be the closest comp.
Yeah.
But people have forgotten. And this guy's so different. Trent Baalke was executive of the year in 2011. Executive of the year. There was a time when Giants fans thought and Niner fans thought that Trent Baalke was good at his job. I know that seems unbelievable. The hiring of Jim Tom Sula is something I still think to this day Jed York gets grief for. And it's difficult for a lot of fans to overcome. Mm. As great as his tenure has been in recent memory with the Shanahan era, I still think there are people that will never, ever, ever forgive him for the Tom Sula and Chip Kelly stuff.
It's bad.
Right?
It's all-time bad. I think there's still fans that will never forgive Jed York forever with the Harbaugh. It just goes back to that.
Right? And now Buster Posey, obviously, again, he's starting with so much more equity than anyone else. But I do believe that the fan is sophisticated enough to separate player from executive. I do. Now, I look at someone like Chris Mullin, Hall of Famer, and he ran the Golden State Warriors. And there were some questionable moves that he made. And there were some things that went sideways. He also got them to the playoffs for the first time in what felt like a millennium.
Yeah.
So, like, there's degrees to it. And there's layers to it. You roll back Bob Melvin, Joe. I don't care if you sign Aaron Judge. I don't care if you...
Come on. If you get Aaron Judge, it's like, you know what? I can live with Bob Melvin.
Give me Arson Judge.
Yeah, right now.
Joe.
Burn it down.
Joe, they can't bring him back. They can't bring him back. Like this can't come back. Like, it just can't.
I know we all keep saying it can't happen.
It's the toilet paper on the bottom of the shoe as you come out of the bathroom. You can't have that happen.
By the way, I had a massive cowlick yesterday, and no one told me about it, and I was very embarrassed. Come on, guys, you need to tell me.
I can only see the front of your head, so don't blame me.
That's true. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And it's, you know, it's a little bit poetic as we're talking about the potential firing of Bob Melvin and whether or not Buster Posey will do it and should he do it and does he need to do it. For your sake, Giants fans, 888-957-9570, as the Giants lose 3 of 4 to the Padres, a team that moved on from Bob Melvin just a couple seasons ago, Joe, and they haven't looked back. They have not looked back as they are primed to potentially win the division over the huge favorites, the defending World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. They're just a game back, Joe. Just a game back. And it's not like the Padres are exactly world beaters. Look at that pitching staff. It's not very impressive.
Dylan Cease has had a very, very
mid
poor season.
Poor season. Their entire pitching staff, quite frankly, has not been very good. But they look good against the Giants, and that's the problem, right? Hell, even Dylan Cease didn't look great yesterday. Was it 5 innings? You know, 4 runs, I think 7 Ks. But like, it's not like, and this is what's frustrating. We had Dave Fleming on yesterday. It's one thing if it's the Dodgers, right? Like, the Dodgers, I view like the Eagles in a way. And the Dodgers even are kind of like having a down year even for their standards because they have injuries left and right. But I view them like the Eagles. They are a tier above everyone else in all of baseball. The Eagles are a tier above everyone else in all of football.
Okay.
And I could live with that. But the Padres are basically like the Rams in this scenario. I feel like I could go into the season and I can compete with those guys if I'm the Niners. I felt like that way this season. I felt like the Giants could compete with the Padres. But the gap has widened. And I didn't think that was going to be possible after getting Rafi Devers, Joe. But the gap has widened even amongst them. And now I'm going through the trickle-down effect. Hell, you might even be behind the Diamondbacks. Hell, I look at the standings right now. You are behind the Diamondbacks. You're 62-66.
I'd rather be the Diamondbacks.
Yes. Yes. At least they got Corbin Carroll. He's exciting. A young player. Like, oh, it's just... When it happens against the Padres, as they've lost 6 of 7 against that team now, It drives the knife in. And it's not like their manager is Bruce Bochy. It's not like the manager they have is, you know, Joe Torre in his prime. It's Mike Schilt. You couldn't even pick this guy out if he walked on the street. He looks like Hank Hill, quite frankly, from King of the Hill. Like, that's who he looks like. It's not like he's exuding confidence, but Padres fans are jumping up for joy for Mike Schilt over Bob Melvin.
They played 7 games over the last 2 weeks against the Padres.
Yeah.
They lost 6-7.
Yep.
In this 4-game series alone, they were outscored 24-10. In this 4-game series alone, they gave up 36 hits. Again, 24 runs, 36 hits.
The downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
I missed that one.
You could make an argument. The Giants need 3 starters, at least 1 corner outfielder, at least 1, maybe 2 infielders, a catcher, and 2 bullpen arms. Wow.
Again, I'm going to...
I've seen CVS lists, receipts that are smaller than that.
At least those have coupons most of the time. I can't get a coupon or my money back from this Giants season if I'm a fan right now. By the way, we are coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And I do want to mention this because this is a big time news. And this is something that's positive. We're going to keep talking about it because it's a very big deal. All right. Because Willard and Grandy announced it yesterday on their airwaves. So let me discuss it real quick. Because 2025, 95.7 The Game, Red and Gold Summit, Joe. Are you ready for it? Are you excited about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you all about it right now. It's happening Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibs will be live from 2 to 4, and then the summit with all the hosts is going to be happening right after that from 4 to 6. That's me, that's you, Steiny, Goo, Willard, Dibs. Come on out. Enjoy the festivities. Football season, we're getting ready. That's going to be the first official day of the NFL regular season, right? Eagles, Cowboys on that September 4th. So we're going to be talking about it all. Great food, great place, and your chance to hang out with all of us. Again, Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out, get the season started with a bang. Experience the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair. Your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. By the way, I'm looking at that menu right now, Joe. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you watch Giants games, and if you get depressed, some people like, you know, eat when they're depressed. And if you are after a Giants game, go to King's Fish House, or after a Niners game, hopefully you're not. Hopefully you're happy and you're eating. But I'm looking at these wild Ecuadorian mahi-mahi tacos. They got the cotija cheese. They got the house-made chips. They got the guacamole. What? What are you looking at? The lime cilantro. There you go. The crema. I got a good accent. Mi acento es muy bueno. Come on.
It's más o menos.
It's more or less.
Lucky us.
But I'm just saying, that's just one of the many options.
They have more or less good.
They have Chipino there, too, with Dungeness crab.
I love some seafood.
So King's Fish House, you got to be there. September 4th.
I just don't understand. I don't understand these text messages. Ah, the man literally just said the Giants need 12 players. But hey, it's Melvin's problem.
That's a good point.
Both can be true. The team is not good enough, and the manager inspires no one. Like, I challenge anyone listening to 95.7 The Game, watching us on YouTube, I challenge anyone, make the case for Bob Melvin. I challenge you.
Oh, I love that.
Make the case. No, it's very simple. Like, you know, we have this thing, the sound machine that puts LJ to sleep. Or not
white,
puts
him white
to
sleep. Noise.
The white noise machine. Yeah. That literally is, when I look at Bob is the thing that puts us to sleep.
He's the white noise for the fans.
And you make this point, I think we're close to much. I don't. I think the Padres are way ahead of us on a variety of levels.
Well, the gap has widened.
I mean, look, Machado's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
We don't have a Hall of Famer, or at least Hall of Fame talent, even if you don't think his accomplishments are there just yet.
Well, Verlander's a Hall of Famer, but he's not a Hall of Famer anymore.
I mean, Joe, he's done.
He's cooked.
I mean, he has one more win than Bonte does on pre and post this year.
Oh, why do you got to do that to Bonte? I mean, he's going to be joining
Bonte
us.
Bonte has more than one win.
I mean, Bonte.
I think Bonte has like one win this year.
Well, we'll ask
him. He has more than that.
We'll ask him at 9 o'clock because he's going to be joining us in studio, courtesy of River Islands, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. It's the time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop.
Like, they've got a Hall of Famer in Manny Machado, okay? Who's still very, very good. If not, he was an all-star this year, for crying out loud. Then they got Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm not even sure he's in his quote-unquote prime just yet.
I mean, he's having a down year for his standards, about 270.
which would lead the team.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And robbing home runs like it means nothing. They got Jackson Merrill.
He's only 26.
They got Hearns. They got Gavin Sheets, who would both be better than any of the right fielders that you've been playing all year. Would you agree?
Yes, dude. This guy, Freddie Fermin, like, I love what I'm seeing from him.
They got Arias at first base, even though he's kind of more of a second baseman. I mean, Jake Cronenworth would be, a starter on our team.
Cronzo!
And he's been batting eighth for them for a long stretches this year. Like, just go around the diamond. I don't think we're on their level. Now, are there players like Logan Webb or Robbie Ray that they would die to have? Sure. But I think overall, their lineup is so much better than ours. I mean, like, so much better than ours. And then I see, you know, Bryce Eldridge hit another home run to left center field yesterday.
Oh, back-to-back
nice. Days. I mean,
good for Bryce.
If I see another home run from Bryce Eldridge down in AAA and I don't see this guy get called up, my head's going to explode. Like what are we doing? Like, what, honest to God, what are we doing? Play the kid. Bring him up. What do you have to lose? We're falling asleep here. The Niners play the Chargers, and we're more interested in seeing Trey Lance B-roll on the sidelines than we are watching your pathetic team and Christian Kost boot the ball around at second base.
I'm more excited about to see, like, you know, Jim Harbaugh before the game even starts, like, pounding, like, the breastplate and the shoulder pads of Trey Lance. Like, I'm more excited about the pre- and post-game festivities of a preseason game.
Trey Lance confirmed to start, by the way.
Confirmed?
Oh, yeah, that's good news. I saw on the bottom line NFL ticker.
Hey, we're gonna have a Trey Lance conversation at one point today. We haven't talked about him all week, Joe, and we got Chargers, we've got Niners, preseason, game three. And who's this a big game for? Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, Tyler. You'd be surprised. The kicker, first and foremost, Jake Moody, got to finish on a high note before week one.
You all
doubted him, by the way.
Kicker watch. Jacob Moody.
That sucks. You know, situationally, you just got to move forward.
He moved forward, and boy, did he. Game winner last week. I'm looking for another game winner this weekend, leading ahead of week one in Seattle, he'll have another game-winning kick. Over-under on game-winning kicks for Jake Moody. He's had a 1.5 this year, taking the over. And I just made up that stat.
If I hear another person defend Bob Melvin through the prism of what he did with the A's 5 to 6, 7 years ago, like, stop it. Just stop it.
You have to use the Padres as the most recent example, right? Because he actually did something with the Padres that he never did with the A's, was getting to the NLCS or the Championship Series, because I know the A's are the American League team.
He doesn't resonate on this team.
I know he doesn't.
I don't care what he did before. He's done. Like, he's done. And if Buster rolls him back, that will be such a big demerit on Buster. I'm going to look at Buster sideways, at least as an executive.
I kind of liked when he said, like, sell me on Bob Melvin going forward. I mean, there's 6 games under, so it's probably the worst time to do it. But if there are people that believe in Bob Melvin, that he's not the problem. We had people on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line weighing in saying, what do you want him to do with this roster? Do you
just be awake? That's what I want him to do. Just be awake. Show me a pulse. Do something. Spit some seeds out. Throw a ball against the wall. You know, rip your hat off. Clap in someone's face. Do something. Show me that you're not at the last stop of your entire career and that you care. Show me something. That's what I want, Joe. No, I'm dead serious. Show me that you care. We have invested so much emotion as fans, so much money, and so much time into watching this team. And the man, I don't know. Well, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, we got a game tomorrow. Yeah, no duh, Bob. You're getting paid, and you got picked up the option for next year. You got your severance package, all right? Like, show me you care. No, I'm dead serious.
No. That was the greatest line.
Show up.
The greatest line of the season. That should be the slogan. We were doing Niners slogans yesterday. The slogan for the Giants game for the manager. The 2025 San Francisco Giants. Unfortunately, there's a game tomorrow. You have to laugh at the pain at this point, Joe. You have to. And Richie in Queens, on the other side, he's going to defend Bob Melvin. Look, that's a diehard Giants fan. He's going to be defending him. We're going to get into it on the other side. Defend Bob Melvin. Oh, Giants fans, God. If you're out there, sell us like it's Wolf of Wall Street. Sell us this pen. No. Sell us on Bob Melvin for the future.
He was like, Chip Kelly has no one to work with.
Hey, Baldy's a believer in Chip Kelly, and I'm a believer in Baldy, so I'll just say that. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Bonte Hill in studio at 9 o'clock, And defending Bob Melvin is the task at hand. Can Buster really bring this guy back? And what would that do for his Q rating here in the Bay amongst Giants fans? We'll get into it. And it's going to be brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
This is a good bunt. Schmidt's got it, and he throws it down the right field line. Matos couldn't pick it up. Consequently, Cronenworth scores. Pick it up.
Poor Kaiway Tang. Poor Landon Roop.
Poor Justin Verlander.
Hey, this is Rob.
This is Chase.
And you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game with Joe and Joe.
Poor Giants fans. Poor me. Poor Dwayne Kuiper on that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'll pick it up. What are we doing? Well, I know what I'm doing tonight at 7 o'clock. I know what Sam's doing. I know what Shasky's doing. He's watching the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game
here
on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel via the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. It's a big one. Valkyries trying to take out revenge against the Phoenix Mercury, who came back in the fourth quarter last game. So hopefully Valkyries will show up tonight and get the job done in a tight WNBA playoff race. You asked a question before we hit the break, Joe. Well, I guess I asked it, but you asked it first in regards to the Giants and Bob Melvin and Buster Posey. You want to revisit what we were talking about?
Yeah, it's just Buster can't bring Bob Melvin back under no circumstance. And if he does, I think he's going to really damage his credibility with the fan base. Like, I really do. I want people to understand something. Would I like every athlete and every coach and every owner to be good people? Of course I would. Of course I would. All right? But when the first thing everyone says about someone and their performance is, oh, he's a good guy.
I know.
Usually the very next thing is, he's not that good at his job. Right? And so I don't care that Bob's good. I don't care that the media likes him because he's nice. I don't care. Maybe we need an angry guy. Maybe we need a jerk. I don't know. I'll tell you this. The Giants are worth what? $5-6 billion?
A lot.
Okay. Let's just say $5 billion. Let's say they're a corporation. All right. And Buster is running one aspect of the corporation, and then Bob Melvin is running another one. He is highly compensated. He has made tons of money. This is not Billy the electrician showing up to a job site who is probably struggling to make it, all right? There's high stakes. There are high stakes. Look around Wall Street today. Do you know how many CEOs, how many managers, how many different divisional supervisors get fired every single day because of poor performance or because their staff doesn't believe in them or because just the company's in disarray? I have zero empathy that this is a good man. That's great. I'm happy he's a good man. He is not good at his job. And if I performed as equally as bad as Bob Melvin did in a supervisor role and everyone underneath me was looking at me side-eyed, the company would have no choice but to remove me from my job. That is the real world. Stop it with the pom-pom. He's a good guy because Susan Slusser likes him. I don't care. The team hates his guts. Willie Adames was looking at him screaming at him in the dugout.
Elliot Ramos just defended him over the weekend. What do you mean the team hates his guts?
Give me a break. I don't buy that at all.
Elliot Ramos, as you said, one of the best players in the Giants, defended him. Saying this, it's not his fault.
Joe, we've got a third baseman who's just like he's either sending the wrong guy or he's stopping the wrong guy. We've got a pitching staff that is got holes everywhere. Yes, the personnel isn't good.
It's on Posey, the pitching staff.
What random guys having a hell of a year this year hitting?
Dom Smith.
I'll give you that.
That's about it, though.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You know, but like situational hitting, this team has been subpar.
Yeah. Okay? He wasn't good yesterday, by the way. Two strikeouts.
Who's the base running coach? Because that's been but subpar. Everyone bears the brunt. In the real world, when you do not hit expectations, when you don't meet quotas, you get fired. Okay, that doesn't mean we're axing this guy in the middle of town square. He's getting a severance package. I don't care that he's a good guy. I expect you to be a good guy. I expect you to be a nice person. Like, duh. But you know what this team needs? A little fire in the dugout. Wake Billy Martin up from the dead. Have you ever seen Jurassic Park, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, one of the seminal scenes. They got the little plastic cup and the water. And
oh, yeah.
Doom, doom. And the water starts to show. If we put a glass of water next to Bob Melvin during every single game this year, it wouldn't move at all. My God, they need a little bit of ricochet here. They need a little bit.
They need a T-Rex.
Show me there's some life. Give me a heartbeat. It has been flatline city. Flatline city. And yeah, the roster sucks. There's no doubt about
it.
It's a big thing. When Chip Kelly was running the Niners, did I think that Bill Walsh in his prime would have won 10 games with that team? No. But both are true. We need a new manager, and they need significant upgrades everywhere. I can't watch Bob anymore. I can't. I look at him in the dugout, and I'm like, stop panning to him. There's nothing. He's not going to do anything. He's going to stare off into the oblivion. He's not going to say anything. At least Kapler looked like he wanted to run out there and grab a glove or punch somebody.
Well, he was jacked.
I mean, Bob looks like he's ready for whenever early dinner is. That's what he looks like he's ready for.
Maybe he's ready for King's Fish House down at the Westfield Valley Fair.
When my 89-year-old grandfather says, does this guy have any life left? My 89-year-old grandfather, does Bob have any life left in that dugout? I'm talking about the energy in the dugout. That's what my grandfather
Joseph
said.
Joseph Shasky the first?
Yes, wow. Senior.
Senior? Yes. Senior, sorry, excuse me.
Yes, that's a big senior, one. Okay. Yeah. He goes, this guy has no emotion. He's like, that's fine when you're Kyle Shanahan and you're going to Super Bowls.
Well, Kyle shows emotion. He gets pissed. Yeah, he gets pissed.
But he also can be very stoic.
We also can see his face legitimately turn red, so it's a little bit different.
I'm glad you bring up Shanahan. What's a seminal moment you think of with Shanahan? Because I think of this one where he lost his mind on Steve Wilkes and slammed the iPad.
Well, that's a good one, too. Or ripping into Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Show me something, Bob!
I at least saw Bob in the past get angry, whether it was with, the Padres or the A's. I just haven't seen that with the Giants. And maybe that's just emblematic of the season. The last 2 years just been so meh. But yeah, maybe it is time for a change. Or do you double down on it? Giants fans, if you think Bob Melvin is not the problem, call in and explain why. 888-957-9570 is the
Ralph
number.
Ralph Barbieri is up in heaven right now going, yes, Joe, yes. And I'm patting myself on the back on that one.
Thanks. But I hear it.
And I mean that with all respect. Two things can be equally true simultaneously. the roster isn't good enough, and he's not the right guy to lead us forward. If you think this is the guy that's going to get us out of where we're at right now, oh my God. Well, give me a break.
I heard Guru talking about it yesterday with Evan Giddings, who's filling in for Steiny, and he was all in on, you know, Bruce Bochy, go get the guy. Like, I don't think Bruce Bochy makes this Giants team world beaters by any stretch. And by the way, I don't know why Bruce Bochy would want to leave the Texas Rangers in this scenario for the Giants. It would be clearly...
Wait, so Goo is reaching into my portfolio.
A lot of people.
And he's remixing.
Hold on.
And he's sampling my Bruce Bochy back to the Giants.
It's not an exact...
I love you, Goo.
It's not an original take to say Giants fans want Bruce Bochy back. I think that's always going to be there. Kind of like Niner fans want Jim Harbaugh back. But I'm not going to sit here and entertain the thought that, like, Bruce Bochy all of a sudden makes this Giants team, you know, World Series contenders. I just think Giants fans want the nostalgia. It always goes back to nostalgia, nostalgia, nostalgia.
See, Joe,
I don't want to go back to nostalgia, Joe. We've had the Bruce Bochy chapter. Let's move forward with something else.
Look, if presented with Bochy or random young guy X.
Yeah.
Either. I'll take either at this point. I don't think Bochy's coming back. But, like, to your point, like, I just think we need something different. This is not the right guy. Yes, the roster sucks. I acknowledge that. And also, this guy's not very good.
888-957-9570.
If he got hired by the Dodgers right now, how would you feel, Giants fans? You'd probably be like, that's a bad hire by
the
Dodgers.
Well, I'd feel the Dodgers, I don't know. The Dodgers maximize everyone down there, it feels like. So maybe it'll end up working.
I disagree.
Chris in San Jose, Richie in Queens, we'll get to you on the other side. They have two sides of this take when it comes to Bob Melvin. What say you, Giants fans? That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Devers hits one high and deep and gone.
All right, he caught up to one.
Okay. Synced it up nice. Gets a fastball and did not miss this one.
He nutted that thing.
What's up, Roasters? It's Sam from Laughing Monk Brewing, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with my guys, Spadoni and Chasky. Spadoni, you better hit those brakes, buddy.
Crushing it this morning. Crushing it, Sam. And so is Sam Lubman from one Sam to another. Same I am. Shout out Green Eggs and Ham, Dr. Seuss. Phil Collins Friday. We're rolling. Giants lose again. So nothing new there. Six games under 500. Lost 6-7 against the San Diego Padres. Padres are a game out of the NL West. And the gap has widened between the Padres and the Giants. Padres moved off of Bob Melvin. They brought in Mike Schilt, all right? They haven't looked back. Padres fans are laughing at Giants fans.
He's a high-level loser,
they
bro.
They are. They're laughing. But is Bob Melvin the problem with this team right now, Giants fans? Is he the problem? Is he the solution? I don't know. But is he the overarching problem for all the problems that are going on with this Giants team? That's what Giants fans want to tell me. This is the guy they need a pound of flesh of this season. Someone needs to suffer. And Bob Melvin needs to be that guy. 888-957-9570. Chris in San Jose, Richie in Queens. We'll get to you in a second. It's bros before phones.
No, that's all right. I want to hear from these guys because, like, to me, it's so obvious. It's both, right? It's not one or the other. It's when you lay out a plan or you take over a business, it's never like, oh, we just fire the CEO and we're good, or we fire a manager and we're good. Like, no, you need to implement significant changes. And I think it starts with the manager first, and then you hire the right people. Because there's stuff is off. It's obvious. Like, I'm looking at the results. Do I see what he's doing inside the clubhouse? No. But I'm looking at the results, and the results are pretty evident. You're one of the worst teams in baseball for over a third of the season.
It's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And let's start off with Chrissy in San Jose. Hanging on very tight. Chrissy, good morning.
Oh, we're hanging in very tight today. Hey, Spadoni, Mr. Shasky. Yeah, you know, I don't know who's going to come in here and defend Melvin, just like straight up defend him and act like he's not a problem. But you're right. I mean, the roster, there's culpability in both of it, right? The roster, you know, Bob maybe not getting enough out of the roster, which at the end of the day probably isn't good enough. But it's like you said, I mean, I called last week, my 85-year-old grandma's more with it than this dude. I mean, he offers nothing. And, you know, I don't want to poo-poo on, like, Kerr by comparing them. But, like, if Kerr didn't win and didn't have titles and maybe didn't have the talent, like, he'd be very similar. You know what I mean? He's very politically correct. It's always very even keel. To the point of like, no, dude, we know something's wrong. We know this wrong. Like, yeah, you know more than us. You may forget more than we'll ever know, but I'm looking at this and this ain't right, dude. So give me something. Like, tell me something. You know, there's a, if we finish, here's a little glass half full for you, Shasky. And it's not like the NFL or it's not like the NBA where you can draft a first rounder and, you know, they're going to plug and play and you can, that guy's going to offer you something. But, hey, we're looking at a top 10 draft pick now, baby. So let's just keep building the rest. Let's keep Melvin the rest of the way, and we might end up worse than the Marlins, and we might end up, you know, damn near the White Sox at the end of the year. So just keep trucking, Bob. You're doing swimming. You're doing great, bud. But, yeah, you know, I've commented on this before. If it was Farhan, we give Posey grace, right? If it were anybody, we give him a little bit of grace. But also, he's a Hall of Famer, and he's our guy. So we're going to give him, you know, 10 times as much grace as anybody else. But I told you, if Farhan hired Verlander or signed Verlander, we would have poo-pooed it.
You're right.
If he signed Adames for this big contract and he underperformed, we would have poo-pooed it. So, you know, I don't know, man. They need to play the youth is what they need to do. Because if we're listen to what we're talking about, we're not good enough, right? Okay. So let's just real quick aside, Bob, you're not good enough. You got to go. Let's address the roster. You got all this money tied up in Chapman, Adames. These guys are not stars on other teams.
Totally.
They are role players. They have never been asked to be leaders. Even going back to when Chapman was on the A's and they were winning 95-plus games. It's like, dude, you're a 24-year-old kid with a bunch of other 24-year-old kids. You're not a leader. Adames wasn't a leader. He might have been a rah-rah guy, but he wasn't a leader of the Brewers. So, you know, I look around this. Logan Webb's not a leader. He's a quiet guy who goes out there and pitches every 5 days. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, it stems from Bob, and then we don't have – unfortunately, in the MLB, these guys are all studs, right? It's not like varsity baseball where your sixth man can call out your star and be like, dude, you got to pick your ass up. What are you doing? You're dragging. This is embarrassing, man. And that's part of the problem, frankly. Yeah, Bob's got to go. Roster's not good enough. I'm fired up. But at least it's a Friday. Y'all have a fun Friday, a wonderful weekend, and I would love to hear the Melvin stands try to defend this guy. Love ya. Take your comments off air.
See you, buddy.
That's Chrissy in San Jose. If you want to defend Bob Melvin and you want to retort to Chrissy in San Jose, 888-957-9570. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
We've done a lot of like, hey, look at Boston. Wow, they got rid of Devers, and look where they're at. Is anybody in San Francisco? Has anyone uttered the name Milwaukee Brewers?
No.
They are 80-48. Does anyone know who's playing shortstop for them? They have two guys, but one predominantly has played like 100 games there, 120 games there. This kid, Joey Ortiz, he's 27.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to give you his batting average and his raw OPS just in general this year. He has 93 hits, 7 homers, 43 RBIs, 11 stolen bases, and a .233 average with a .612 OPS. Not great, but not that far off from Adames. Now, Adames has a lot more home runs, but like
the average is 12 points better.
He's $160 million cheaper.
Yeah. And they didn't look back. And they're 32 games over 500. 32, Joe. They've been one of the best stories, if not the best story in baseball this season.
They went 13 in a row at one
Brewers.
Point.
They're leading the National League. They have 4 more wins than the Detroit Tigers and the AL. They're up against the Phillies and Dodgers. The Milwaukee Brewers got rid of Willie Adames, didn't look back. The Boston Red Sox got rid of Rafi Devers, didn't look back.
I know.
That's a problem.
I know.
That's a major problem. And he brought back Chapman from last year, which we all, I think, agreed. It's like, okay, that's fine. But, like, he can't be one of your top three dudes.
Can I give you how many strikeouts this year for Willie Adames?
Oh, God.
How many do you think? 142.
I was going to go in the hundreds, yeah.
Okay. How many for this guy, Joey Ortiz?
50s?
63.
Wow. 63.
How many base hits for this guy, Joey Ortiz? 90?
93.
Okay. How many hits this year for Willie Adames?
80s.
104.
Okay, good. All right. Good. He's better than I thought. All right. Where you were going with that, I thought he was, but to your point.
But I'm just trying to compare and contrast.
Yeah, that's... Okay. You're making significantly less.
And I like Willie, and I wanted them to bring him in, but he's not a star. There's a difference.
And you know, and now we're talking about this, and Chris brought
this
it up.
This is why Milwaukee's so well run.
Well, and that's why the expectations of Milwaukee, they could do no wrong, because no one thought the Brewers were going to do anything this year. Like, that's baked into it. Bob Melvin, you at least thought you were going to compete for a playoff spot. Mm. Like, these are expectations. It's one thing if you are doing it in Oakland and there are no expectations, right? It's like you could have a bad season. Oh, well, you know, Bob's doing his best.
Yeah.
It's Oakland, you know, Moneyball. They made the movie. He's trying his darndest. And that aw shucks. It's true, though.
I expect you to try your darndest.
No, but that's the expectations.
No,
for the
I know.
A's.
I know.
And quite frankly, let's call it what it is. The Padres, like, even when Bob was there, the expectations, it's the Padres. Padres haven't done anything my entire life. They've been just irrelevant for the most part of my life. I know they did the rebrand, AJ Preller. I get it, but it's the Padres, yo.
I know.
The Giants actually have like expectations in history. I know we can laugh at that, and they haven't. They've only had one playoff appearance, the last 9 years, going back to 2016. I get that, but they did win 3 World Series when Bob Melvin was also managing the A's. Like, there are expectations here with the Giants and that fan and that history there. They have legit history. And when a fan base has been downtrodden for so long and the fans are showing up, they're getting frustrated.
Can I ask you a question about the Milwaukee Brewers?
Please.
What makes them so good as an oiled machine, as a franchise? Do you know?
Consistency. They've been consistent with their drafting and playing of young players for the last decade plus, it feels
like. So I'm going to give you their win-loss record, okay, going back to 2011, 96-66. 83-79, 74-88, 82-80, 68-94, 73-89, and then this is in a row. 86 wins, 96 wins, 89 wins, 29 in the COVID year, they were 2 games under, 95, 86, 92, 93, 79 this year, and 80 last night.
And they got rid of their manager, Craig Counsell. He's gone. He's in Chicago now.
Forget those two. You know what else they did?
I can't even name their manager, by the way, from Milwaukee.
No one can. They traded away Corbin Burns a couple years ago at the deadline. Anyone remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to pay him. It was all the arbitration, all of it. Yeah. They did trade him, though, to the Baltimore Orioles.
And then what did he end up doing?
For the Orioles?
No. What did he end up doing in general? He signed in free agency with the Diamondbacks.
And then he got hurt. And he's done for the year, Tommy John.
So they probably avoided a $300 million mistake. They knew more about him than we did, and it was a smart move.
Sure, but also it did signal kind of like an A's Moneyball cheapness factor to it. Like, you would like to keep a player like a Corbin Burns that comes up with you, Joe. I hear what you're saying there. In hindsight, obviously, it was the right move because he got hurt. But I don't want to fully let them off the hook because it felt like a cheap move at the time.
They made the playoffs in both the years prior, like these years where things happen. I'm just saying, like,
they've been
first in that division basically 4 out of the last 5 years and have made the playoffs almost every single one of those years except one, the year that they finished second. They also let Willy Adames go. That's $180 million, that they didn't sign. All right. So you're looking at almost $500 million that they didn't pay. And they're still winning, and they're one of the best stories. Now, what did they do? They played Jackson Churio.
They gave him a contract, too.
A significantly cheaper one. They bought out all his years of arbitration.
Yeah, but they projected that this guy was going to be legit for him. What was it, like $100 million plus dollars? Yeah.
And they
like
played
that?
Him from the beginning. So I guess where I'm going at with this is that, like, to be a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, it takes guts. And when we were talking about Robbie Ray at the deadline, what would the Brewers have done with Robbie Ray at the deadline, whether they were good or not?
Flip them.
Probably, right?
Because they're not paying him. They don't want to pay him going forward.
And they
contract.
Assess how good you are right now, and will you duplicate this performance moving forward, or is this the high water mark? They did it with Devin Williams. They did it with Josh Hader. I'm giving you examples of why the Brewers are so well run. And this is the tough part that I don't think Giants fans understand. You can't just buy your way out of being bad. It takes everything. You've got to spend money wisely. You've got to develop and draft your own. You've got to hit on your own. You've got to cultivate a winning experience that's deeper than just the manager. That being said, you also have to have the right person churning those guys in the clubhouse. And right now, I think the Giants are off on a lot of those things.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live with the Free Odyssey app. And as always, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, we're talking Gigantes baseball as they lost 6 of their last 7 to the San Diego Padres. Lost this current series, obviously 3 of 4. Verlander is now 1-10 on the season. Padres are a game out of the National League West, and they moved off of Bob Melvin just over a year ago. Mike Schilt come on down, and I guess. It's not as simplistic as that, but Padres fans will tell you it is. Padres fans will tell you it's basically the same team, and we just changed the manager, and it's changed everything.
Well, they've added a lot in the last like.
They did get Jackson. Yeah, Jackson Merrill is a big piece to this last year, coming onto the scene he did.
I mean, like, this team right now has the guy from Baltimore. They brought in Sheets. They brought in, you know, Sears. They brought in Mason Miller. Like, sure. They've added to that.
But the pitching staff's not good. Like, that's part of it. They haven't been good this year.
They also added Arise the year before. Like, they've tinkered around the margins. I guess what I would say.
Yes, and I would take. Clearly taking their offense night and day over the San Francisco Giants offense. But I'm saying their pitching staff as a whole has not been very good. And they've been able to navigate that to a point where, again, the Dodgers, who are, I think, a tier above everyone, everyone would agree, a tier above, they're just a game out of that division.
Am I a cynic if I said, like, had they just plucked Rafi Devers and they put him in that lineup, he would be having way more fun?
Oh, probably. I mean, but everyone's having fun in San Diego. It's San Diego.
Yeah, but
it's a party. It's a vibe.
I know.
And also, they have a legit home field advantage. They're 20 games over at Petco Park. 20 games over 500. Richie in Queens has been hanging
tight.
Richie? He wants to defend Bob Melvin. Right. And we're asking Giants fans.
I'll listen to it.
We're asking Giants fans that want to defend Bob Melvin here. We are giving you the opportunity to do so at 888-957-9570. Tell us why Bob is not the problem with this team. What's up, Rich?
Hey guys, how are you? And me, as I'm holding here, I'm watching Duvall do what he did with the Giants. Two pitches to first, a pickoff, then he disengages for a balk. And they're bringing Rodgers in with men on. We didn't do that all year. Rodgers is not the kind of guy you want to bring in with men on base, off contact. You know, and the other thing too, guys, remember we discussed, the best move I made all year was I canceled my trip to Milwaukee. Could you imagine that I'd be thinking right now, waiting at the airport to go see this team for two games, spend $2,000 for the weekend, which I would have had no problem if they were in the pennant race. And I remember us talking about 6 weeks ago saying, I'm just hoping they're in. And we were both kind of saying, yeah, they should be in the pennant race at this point. They're a disgrace. Okay, let me get to Melvin. Guys, to me, a manager is worth five games either way per year, baseball. I think the NBA coach, NFL coach, is much more involved. Defensive schemes, the right plays, the right calls.
Sure.
It's an individual sport with baseball. You got to get up. You got to hit the ball. You got to make contact. If I look at in New York, Mendoza, they're all over him. Why? Shows no emotion. Mm-hmm. Boone, same way. Team wins every year. Every year they want him out. No emotion. Plays that are dumb that we do are done with the Mets. Alonso threw to the wrong base. Yes, Chisholm doesn't gets picked off first and a pop up to second. These are all things that happen. Do I think that Bob Melvin's done a good job? No, but I don't want to put the emphasis on him. We have the worst team in baseball, guys, right now. There's no doubt we're averaging 10 strikeouts per game. Our OPS the last 2 months is like 620. Nobody makes contact. We got all swing and miss people, and that's Chapman. That's Adamas. Sure. That's Avi Devers at this point. That's Fitzgerald. That's Schmidt. That's Bailey. How do you teach that? How do you get up and say, we're going to be better because of that? Yeah, you can maybe give them a little incentive. I know Adamas is upset. Please. And you know what? When I look around the lineup, all right, there are no Cs. Maybe a C for Lee. Everybody else is C- and Ds. That's unheard of. Think about it. Who would you give a plus mark to, you know, our bullpen was A's at one point. I mean, and the guy, the previous caller, Chris, I respect him. You know, Adamas was a leader. He was a leader for Milwaukee. He was a guy that came up big for them. I don't know what's happened. Do we blame that on Melvin? But going forward with Posey, I think if he goes with the fan base, Melvin is out. If he looks at it and says, look at what he's got to work with, he might go another year, but Melvin is not the only one. Thompson's another one getting grief in Philly. A guy never makes a movie. Looks like a dead man on the bench. You know, and then get back to Kapler. He won manager of the year. He was fiery. He was too fiery. And 2 years later, he's fired and didn't get a job. So my point is, you've got to have the talent. And we have none. And going forward, getting a new manager is Bochy. Bochy's having problems in Texas. What happened there? It was a World Series team 2 years ago. So they're probably not going to make the playoffs. So the point is, you got to have the talent.
Yeah.
And again, I'll end it this way. If they fired Melvin, would I be upset? No. But I am not putting the emphasis on Bob Melvin. It's an individual sport, guys.
Great call.
You know, I think Chapman and Adames have left 120 guys on base. That's not on Melvin.
That's a great call, Richie.
Talk to you during the year.
Yeah, I love you, buddy.
We appreciate it.
To put
Richie balling, by the way, it's like, hey, I have no problem spending $2,000 to go to Milwaukee, but I'm not.
There's 31 games since the All-Star break for the Giants. They've struck out almost 300 times. Yeah. They have the least amount of runs in baseball by a wide margin since the All-Star break.
What are they batting against left-handed pitching?
I'll give it to you right now. All year or just...
Since the All-Star break, all year. It doesn't matter. I think all year it's
I'll give it to you.
It's one of the worst, if not the worst, in baseball. It's jarring.
This is all year.
They've gotten a hit against a left-hander?
Have they?
I don't know. Have they? I honestly don't know.
Seriously, it's that
bad. It feels
bad.
That low.
It's awful. Like, historically, if you told me this is the worst season ever a team's had,
the Giants, please
give it to me.
The Giants are dead last against lefties.
Of course.
What do you think their team batting average is?
I'm going to go 200.
210.
Oh.
Who's the next closest?
Pirates.
What are they at? The Giants are at 210. What are the Pirates at?
233.
Yeah.
215.
Oh, wow.
Guardians at 223.
That's
now.
It's honestly embarrassing.
Let's go OPS. Let's go OPS. Who do you think's dead last against lefties?
It's the Giants, right?
Yep. Let's go home runs.
Giants.
They're third to dead last.
Oh, okay. That's an improvement.
All right.
And slug.
Overall hits this year. How many hits have the Giants had in 1,200 at-bats against lefties?
300.
242.
Jesus.
Only the Angels, Royals, Astros, and Pirates have less.
Oh, my God.
The Astros have 300 less at-bats against lefties,
by
the way.
Is that Bob Melvin's problem, though? You just gave me complete ineptitude at the plate. Literally, if you told me LJ could throw is a lefty, put him on the mound against the Giants, he's striking out the whole team. A two-year-old that's could throw a Benny's a lefty. Maybe the Padres or the Dodgers should sign him here and just play him against the Giants.
Is it Bonte a lefty too?
There you go.
Yeah, Bonte is a lefty.
So
I'd rather be Bonte.
You know what? That explains their win-loss record when Bonte does games now because he's left-handed.
Runners in scoring position all year.
What is it?
Give it. Third to dead last.
Oh my God.
Batting average.
Is this lefty still?
No, just general.
That's just general.
Scoring position.
Oh. Great.
Scoring position.
Oh my God.
How many strikeouts? Okay, this is just, it's just, I mean, over 260 strikeouts.
You have to laugh at the pain.
I mean.
Hold on. Hey, Bob, when I tell you this, what do you feel?
Well, look, everybody's feeling it right now, especially at home. You lose games and you lose multiple games and you lose them in different fashions. It's not a great feeling, but I think we take the field every day in good spirits and you got to do it again the next day, unfortunately.
Got to do it the next day, unfortunately. The slogan of the 2025 San Francisco Giants. We have a game tomorrow, boys. Unfortunately. Not unfortunately, there's a Big Smoothie out in Oakland. What's up, Big Smoothie?
What's up, Doug?
You're on the morning roast.
Good morning, gentlemen. So, you know, it's funny. It had to be a couple months ago, maybe two and a half months ago. You guys, I don't know if you remember this, but you guys had some analytical guy on the radio, and Shasky was hammering.
Keith Law. I know.
Shasky, I was like, dang.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this. That didn't age well, Big Smooth. It didn't age well.
But listen, and then you guys were like, hey, I think the Giants can beat the Dodgers. Remember that? We were laughing at the Padres.
Oh,
we were laughing. Bob Melvin's demeanor was fine at that time. Bob was being heralded. Oh, Bob, you're great. Yeah, all of a sudden, guys can't hit anymore. You look at the box scores. I've always been a box score guy. I like to look at the box.
Yeah, me too.
You see, one hit, one for four, oh for four. Come on, dude. This is not Bob Melvin was about to win. We could have Bob Melvin could have been the mayor of San Francisco 2.5 months ago. Do you honestly think Bob Melvin has forgotten how to coach, guys? Is that what we're thinking now?
No, I do think that
Bob Melvin
I don't think he connects with these guys.
Thanks, Big Smoothie. We're up against a Big Smoothie, but can I get the point.
What are the Giants?
Sanchez in there.
Hey, he might help.
Hey, I love looking at like the home and road splits. What do the Giants bat as a team this year?
What is their overall batting average?
231.
So
what are they batting on the road?
200.
231.
Oh.
What do they bat at home?
Oh, so now it's 200?
231.
Oh, interesting. So it's the same thing. Both
the dimensions are irrelevant.
They're just not good.
They're not a good hitting team.
They're just not good.
I don't want to hear about it anymore, everybody. Like, it's ridiculous.
Joe, think about this. We're about to hit the break. I want Joe Shasky to think. This is a guy that actually coaches, too. You're a coach and a manager in your own right. I want you to think of the most single important trait of a baseball manager. What is the most important trait a baseball manager must have? And does Bob Melvin have it? I want you to think about that and tell me on the other side. We can ask the people, 888-957-9570, the single most important trait a baseball manager must have. We're going to reveal it on the other side, and that's what's coming up. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.